Let's hear the Vikings pick at four and end that
with
suspense.
With the fourth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Matt Khalil, tackle, USC.
On Thursday, April 26, 2012, the Vikings obtained a key cornerstone to their future success. Drafting Matt Khalil with the fourth overall pick helped fill a huge need for the Vikings and gave general manager Rick Spielman the peace of mind knowing he had found the anchor of the offensive line for years.
Matt Khalil has had an outstanding camp. He's everything we thought it would be. He's had a great education down here at training camp, going against Jared Allen every day, and he continues to get better.
The California native has quickly made the transition to the pros, and his spot is the starting left tackle on the Vikings' offensive line. In his short time in purple, he has shown the skills and maturity well beyond his years.
Yep. You set the tempo today, okay?
Yep.
Set the tempo.
Ready? Come on out there.
Ready, baby. Ready to get out there. It's that first game, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, that first game.
When you get in?
Hey. You get that first pop, baby.
Yeah. That's all I need right now. I need to get a little.
Oh, yeah, it ain't that bad.
I need to get some hitting right now. Let's go! Let's go, baby!
How is it out there?
Good, fun. I'm good now.
Good job, man.
That's it, baby. Let's go.
Good job. Way to start it off, all right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
When I'm out here warming up, right, this big ruckus, and you're in the stands with your family.
Send out of my dad.
You got a game.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
You're in the NFL.
Are you parents here?
Huh?
Are you parents here?
No.
Oh.
It's a preschool game.
Sorry my parents come to support me.
I love you, Mom!
You know, it's been going really well. You know, having a lot of veterans, you know, especially on the offensive side and on the offensive line, you know, Charlie Johnson, you know, John Sullivan, you know, Phil Loholt, you know, they've been a big help to me, kind of preparing me, you know, what to expect, you know, in practice and in games. And actually, I haven't missed a beat. I think we kind of blend together really well, and I think we'll have a solid group. So it's been a great transition. It's a great bunch of guys on the team, and you know, it's been good for me so far.
A good young player, you know, works hard. He's seems like he's, you know, really invested in the game, has a football family, and you can tell it. So I'm excited to be able to play with him and bookend with him.
Matt has had his moments against one of the best, if not the best, defensive end in the National Football League, but he's held his own. There are times, obviously, that Jared is going to win, but watching the two of those guys battle has been good for our team and good for Matt in particular. But he's done a good job of showing why we drafted him as high as we did.
I think I got drafted the position I am and have a great opportunity to become a star and become a great player, but still got a lot of long way to go. You know, Jared Allen's been helping me out a lot, and so I think after I get, you know, a season in my belt and, you know, get what the, you know, NFL games are like and feel for it, you know, it'll be a lot better. But I think right now I just, that's just the way that motivates me, is I'm still improving and I got a lot of work to do to prove myself and become a great player.